Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ahalt, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of a halt. Barry reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Barry trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Barry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is hit by the pitch. Chamberlain moves to second. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wurstler covering, for the out. Chamberlain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. One out. Franchio Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to third for the out. Chamberlain scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Boken moves to second. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Higgins strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhalt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons is walked intentionally. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Wyatt moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wyatt trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Uhalt moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Markham moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wyatt reaches second base with a double. Majeski goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Wyatt moves to third. Uhalt moves to second. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura strikes out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella bunts towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cascarella for the out. Berry moves to second. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer is walked intentionally. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worstler hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Fox steals second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bochan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-0 in the game. Cascarella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-5 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler bunts towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wurstler for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 5-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.